let's join together in prayer as we prepare to open up the scriptures. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav vetzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with your commandments and commanded us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Amen. This weekend we are reading from Parshat Tetzaveh, You Shall Command, which begins in Exodus chapter 27, verse 20. So if you have your Bibles here, you can wave your Bible at me. If you've got old school Bibles and paper, if you've got digital Bibles, you can wave your Bible at me. And I have good news for all the digerati. We have free Wi-Fi in the sanctuary right now. And we will continue to have free Wi-Fi. Now, here's the deal. You'll need a password. The password is easy to remember. It is Shalom 2012. Can you say that with me? Shalom 2012. So look for the Wi-Fi sanctuary guest. And it's not that you're not a member. Guest means you're a guest on the network. And we have set this up where we can allow dozens of people simultaneously to access the internet while you're here. Now, you have to be on good behavior, though. If you're going to use your digital stuff, use it to follow along in the scriptures, okay? Okay? Unless you want to tweet me while I'm speaking. But don't do it this week because it'll throw me off. I've got to get ready for it, and I may need some help. Well, this weekend's Torah portion begins with an instruction to prepare a ner tamid, which is a continuously burning light that would be kept in the sanctuary in the tabernacle that Moses was building. And we have been amazed how timely the Torah portions are. They are usually timely, but they're especially timely right now. I'll give you an example. Last week when we held our first Shabbat services in the new sanctuary, the Torah portion was Parshat Terumah, which calls for a special offering to be taken from those whose hearts are stirred and whose spirits make them willing to give for the new sanctuary. And that's what Jewish congregations all over the world were reading. And while we were here, we received a Terumah offering from the congregation, and it was fantastic and will be used to help us complete the work of the sanctuary, the synagogue, and the fellowship cafe, which will begin shortly. Some people have asked, if they didn't give last week, can they still give? And I can tell you, yes. We'll continue to receive Terumah offerings in March and April. We do have some special envelopes if you need them. And if you want to designate for specific things, there are opportunities to tell us what you would like your support to go to. Some people want to give for the fellowship cafe. Some are more specific. They want to give for the kitchen in the cafe. Other people want to give in support of the whole sanctuary here, and some are more specific. They're looking on the stage and they're saying, where is our baby grand piano? And they want to give in support of that. There are many different ways that you can give. We've handed out sheets and we're making those available about the different areas where we're receiving designated contributions. And I encourage you, pray and let your heart be stirred. Don't give out of compulsion. Don't give out of need. Give because the Lord has made you cheerful to give in support of the sanctuary. Well, what we love about that parsha from last week, Parshat Terumah, is God shows us his heart. He says in that parsha, make for me a sanctuary. Say that with me. Make for me a sanctuary. You know, the sanctuary that we have here is nice, but it's nice for you, but it's especially nice for him. We wanted the chairs to be comfortable for you. How many can agree that they are comfortable? We wanted the location, the view, to be really pleasing to you. And I can tell you, when the sun goes down, this is a beautiful place to be. You'll see even more of the beauty as the service progresses tonight. And during the day on on Saturday during the Torah service, when you can see the beauty of the lake and the shimmering waters out there, it's just an amazing place to be. It's wonderful, but you know what? We did this for the Lord, not for us. Because the sanctuaries that God has called us to create are to be places that give honor to the Lord, not honor to us. They should be special places filled with shalom, filled with peace. Places where you can come and you can find God's rest. That's why we gather on Shabbat, for His rest, to enter into His rest. It takes work to enter into His rest, but you can do it. God showed His heart to us when He said, "Make for me a sanctuary so that I may dwell among them," or "I may live with them," or as one translator says, "as so that I may live within them." You see, God is showing us His heart. He is so in love with us, He wants to be with us. And He is saying to us, "Give me your time and give me a place and I'll gather with you." It doesn't take many. How many people did Yeshua say it takes to guarantee He'll be with us? Two or three. The good news is He'll even gather with you by yourself. But where two or three are gathered together, there He is in the midst of us, because we become for Him a little sanctuary. Well, this weekend in synagogues all over the world, we're reading the instruction to make a Ner Tamid. And so this is the weekend that we have decided to dedicate our new Ner Tamid, which is really a new Ner Tamid. And I'm just pointing to it for you to draw your attention to it. It is exquisite. It was created by a renowned artist, Claude Redel, who specializes in making Ner Tamids or Tamidot. His Ner Tamids are in synagogues all over the country. In Orthodox synagogues, in conservative synagogues, in Reform synagogues, even in house congregations. You may not know, but there are a lot of Orthodox synagogues that are very small and contained in someone's house, in the basement or in a room set apart. And just a few people gather, those in the neighborhood who are in walking distance gather together. And he has made a number of Ner Tamids for such groups. But this was his first commission for a Messianic synagogue. And so we're rejoicing. The Ner Tamid is translated into English as a light that continually burns. But where it says in Hebrew, "Make for me a light that burns," or "a lamp that continually burns," it simply says a Ner Tamid. Say Ner Tamid with me, would you? Ner Tamid. And our Ner Tamid is classically placed. It's above the Aron Kadesh, the Holy Ark, which contains our Torah scrolls and our Haftorah scrolls. And these scrolls that we have are important scrolls. They are handwritten, as are all kosher scrolls, handwritten on parchment by those who are specifically trained. The Torah contains what? The first five books of Moses. The Haftorah scrolls contain selections from the prophets and from the other writings of the scriptures, and they're read as supplements to the Torah portion. And this evening, I want to ask our tech team to dim the lights so that only the Ner Tamid and the lights on the ark are shining. Could you do that right now? And let's enjoy this special time, this special moment. This is really a work of beauty that gives honor to the Lord. And it shows us something about the importance of light. Keep keep the lights off until I tell you otherwise. Light is visible in darkness. And when we have the bright lights of day, or we have all the lights in our sanctuary on, the light of the Ner Tamid seems dim. But when everything else is off and when nightfall has come, and you look at the Ner Tamid, which burns continuously 24/7 in our synagogue, you realize that sometimes it's only in dark situations that you can actually perceive the light. And this is meant to be an instruction for us, that God's light is continuously shining whether we take notice of it or not. And it is sometimes only in the midst of darkness that we actually perceive the beauty of God's light. Yeshua said about light, he said, "I am the light of the world." And he also said, "You are the light of the world." And he said that we are to be like a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hidden, because its light is elevated and can be seen from far off, especially at night. Two prayers we say at the dedication of our Ner Tamid. I want you to repeat these phrases with me. The first is the Shehecheyanu. I'll call out phrases in Hebrew and then in English. I want you as a congregation just to repeat these phrases as we go. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu. Melech ha'olam. Shehecheyanu. Vekiyamanu. Vahigiyanu. Lazman hazeh. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has given us life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this season. Amen. Now, would you congratulate one of the people sitting nearby you that they were here for the dedication of this Ner Tamid? There's a second prayer that is used so rarely, because it is usual that in the lifetime of a synagogue, only once do you do this. It's not like a prayer that you say every holiday or again and again. But repeat after me as we go through this prayer by phrases. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu. Melech ha'olam. Asher kidshanu. B'mitzvotav. Vetzivanu. Lahadlik ner tamid. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to light the Ner Tamid. Amen. This is the first time in my lifetime that I've had the opportunity to participate in such a dedication. I think for many of you it's the same. I hope that this inspires us in our relationship with the Lord. This light that burns continuously is a reminder that God is ever present. He said, "I will be with you always." And his light is shining in darkness. If you don't mind, just turn your gaze to the windows that are on the lakeside and look around. You sort of have to look towards the back corner of the sanctuary. And you'll see light across the lake from the campus. You'll see the light shining in the darkness, and you'll see this is a theme that will recur to us again and again. The light shines in the darkness. John's gospel speaks about Yeshua and his light repeatedly. I want to read to you several verses from John. Chapter 1, verse 4 said about Yeshua, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." John chapter 8 says this, "Again, Yeshua spoke to them, saying, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" As you're looking at this near to me, remember this. God has planned to give you light for living, that you may be in a dark situation, but you won't be walking in darkness because he has light for you. And I want you to notice a connection. Yeshua is the light of the world, and those who follow him have light for living. John chapter 9, verse 5. Yeshua said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." And then John chapter 12, verse 46 continues. And he said, "I have come into the world as light, so that whoever trusts in me and believes in me will not remain in darkness." John chapter 12, verse 36 says, "Put your trust in the light while you have it, so that you may become sons and daughters of light." Trusting the Lord, having faith in Yeshua, is what enables us to become children of his light. And Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 says a remarkable thing. Yeshua said about himself, "I am the light of the world." And then in Matthew 5, he turns to those who follow him and he says, "You are light of the world." If you can, spot someone in the room, someone you're sitting near, someone who you can look at and smile at and say to them, "You are the light of the world. You're the light of the world." Well, what makes you the light of the world? It's not your intelligence. You may be smart. You may be a genius, but that's not what does it. It's not your dental work. You may have bright, white, shining teeth, but that's not what does it. It may be that you have a beaming personality, but that's not what makes you the light of the world. What makes you the light of the world is one thing and only one thing, and that is that you have caught Yeshua's light. And that the light of Yeshua is in you, is shining on you, and is being reflected by you onto others around you. When you and I are this kind of light, others will be drawn to us and to the Lord. And that's why Yeshua said, not only are you the light of the world, he said, "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." The light that we bring can make all the difference for other people. Now I want to ask our Talit team to do something for us. They're going to bring the Talit down to the center. And we're going to set up our Talit. You'll notice something about our sanctuary. If you look to the center post of our sanctuary, it's like the center post that we use when we set up our Talit. If you look at the lights, the four pendant lights, they're like the fringes hanging down from a Talit. This is how the architect was inspired when he saw how we worship and how we're organized. And I want to invite you, after the Talit is set up, everyone who is taking seriously this, to be a light to others. And you who take Yeshua's word seriously, that you want to let your light shine for the sake of others. I want to invite you to come up. You want to stand right down here at the corner on the floor. Keep going. Come step right down here. There we go. If you can come in position. We're going to have to pull in this direction, ladies and gentlemen. So walk towards me, Gary. And Mike, can you come in this direction? And then you've got to lift up the center really high. There we go. And Gary, you'll have to step back. Takes a little bit here. You want to help? Sandy will help us. Okay, so everybody follow her. She's down on the floor and can help. I'm up. There we go. Okay, fantastic. If you want to reflect the light of the Lord and bring honor to the Lord who is the real light, come on down here. I want to pray God's blessing on you on this special night when we're dedicating Ner Tamid, the eternal light of our sanctuary, and we're recalling Yeshua, the light of the world. Come right up. This is a special moment. Make room in the center for people to gather in. Come close. Those who are listening by podcast will wonder sometimes, why are there silences on our podcast? And it's because that's what was happening. We want to make room for everyone who can come, to come close, to gather in. As you gather together, let's just pray. Lord, we are here to honor you. We're here because we love you. You have given us light. You have shown your light upon us. You have been so gracious to us. You have blessed us with your presence. You have renewed us. You have redeemed us from the hand of the adversary. You have given us life from the dead because we were dead spiritually. And you've given us life. You have renewed our minds. You have renewed our spirits. You have given us new life in you. And we want to honor you as we, Lord, thank you for this Ner Tamid. This is our act of obedience. Lord, that in our synagogue, we would have a light that burns continuously. And we are consecrating ourselves to you, Lord, tonight. And we're saying to you, we want to shine in the world around us. We want to reflect your light and your goodness all around us. And so we pray, Lord, that we would draw closer and closer to you, that we would see more and more of your radiance, of your beauty, and of your goodness, and that we would become more and more bold in sharing the good news of Messiah Yeshua with all those around us. Thank you, Lord, for this time, for giving us life, for sustaining us, and for bringing us to this season. Shehechianu, Vekiyamanu, Vehigianu, Lazman, Hazeh. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll turn just the least amount of light on in the room, so that you can find your way back and not bump into each other. And we're going to close with Aaron's blessing. So tonight I would ask that no one just stand by themselves. Stand with someone. And don't forget, as we're preparing for this, 10 minutes of fellowship here. That will give time for the Oneg team to get themselves ready. And I also want to ask parents who have children in the nursery, Don't use the whole 10 minutes in here. Go get your children and relieve the workers. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panavelecha v'ichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yasemlecha shalom. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his shalom, his peace, in the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.